This is an ABC podcast.
Hi, my name is Trent McDonald and I'm from Arena Station.
Hi, my name's Liam. I am Liam Tutu and I'm from Kicks in the Park.
Hi, my name is Lynn and we live out of town.
We are listening to the Country Hour.
Now, if you haven't done it already, make sure you jump onto ABC iView or YouTube and check out the adventures of George the Farmer.
G'day, I'm Simone.
And I'm Ben. And this is our mate George the Farmer. And if there's one thing we love about summer is that it's nice and hot and we don't have to rug up too much.
That's right, but we still need to wear our sun protection, don't we, George? But it's far too hot for woolly jumpers. Here at the Kidman family farm near Coonawarra in South Australia, the sheep are ready to lose their woolly jumpers so that they can feel cooler in summer too.
And you'll be amazed at the products that we can make from wool. We're about to meet another farmer called George who's going to teach us all about shearing and this amazing natural fibre.
G'day, George.
Yep, George the Farmer. It's a wonderful show that is dedicated to teaching kids about where their food and their fibre comes from. And guess what? George and his friends Simone and Ben, they are in the Northern Territory. They've been filming some brand new episodes and they're with us now. Welcome to the Country Hour.
Thanks, Matt.
We're
so excited to be here and producing all this new content to really showcase Northern Territory produce.
Now, Simone, tell us the George the Farmer story. Where did it all start?
Well, about 5 years ago, 6 years ago, I was pregnant with my twin boys, and my son George was two at the time. He was obsessed by the farm. My husband's a farmer as well, and any opportunity he had, he wanted to go out there, or you know, he'd sit up at the bench and read the farm trading machinery books. And I had a look online trying to find something for him to fall in love with that was either a book or as an app around farming and especially, say, Australian ag. And I just couldn't find anything. And Ben and I also have a creative agency. And so I had a chat with Ben and said, Ben, I think there's this great opportunity to tell the stories of Australian agriculture for kids all around the country. And so that basically kicked it off. And we launched George the Farmer as an interactive story app in 2015. And then it's just grown from there into picture books and videos and performance and music. And
come into the Northern. Can you remember the light bulb moment when you came up with the working title, George the Farmer?
Well, we started off as Frank the Farmer, actually.
Frank the Farmer.
Yeah, Frank the Farmer.
Bit of alliteration. Yeah.
And then we did a bit of a Google search and found that that was actually trademarked by Sesame Street. So luckily, George's son is the namesake, George the Farmer. So that's how we went into it. And then
I ended up having a Frank, one of the twins.
Well, you did have a Frank. That's right. But then we actually found out after that, George in Greek means farmer.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, which was a very happy coincidence.
And I named my son George, and I didn't even know that.
Wow. And so here in the Northern Territory, are you able to tell us a little bit about what you've been up to?
Yeah. So we're up here on behalf of the Northern Territory farmers, and we are producing three paddock-to-plate videos on mangoes, melons and Asian greens, which is part of the federal government's Kids to Ag program. So, yeah, basically they're 5 to 7 minute videos where we go out and investigate how the produce has grown and then which we've shot all now in Darwin and surrounds, and then we'll go back home to the southeast of South Australia into our kitchen studio and we'll whip up some produce with the same produce and show the kids how to make something really yummy. Like I think we're doing with Asian greens, we're doing pork mince and sizzling snake beans.
Yum. Right. We've got some mango smoothies on order as well, which is going to be fantastic. And what are we doing for watermelons?
We're doing watermelon sorbet.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yep. Good.
Beautiful, beautiful. Now, George the Farmer, he's not just on the TV. He has found his way into the school curriculum, yes?
Yeah, so as part of the educational content that we produce, we also work with educational consultants to develop resources for teachers to use in the classroom, totally aligned to the school curriculum for reception or foundation 3 to year 4 kids. They focus on STEAM subjects, so science and technology, engineering, arts and maths. And basically the teachers can download these resources for free and teach kids about, say, science while they're also learning about produce. So, you know, about wool or wheat or apples. We've got about 7 resources now that teachers can get their hands on.
Yeah, all the way to forestry as well, which is pretty cool. So.
And is it popular? Are you getting a lot of traction?
Yeah, very popular. So we've just released, as part of the South Australian resources for the same project, 5 new resources, and the uptake, I think in 3 weeks we had about 600 downloads of those resources. And what's really pleasing is that a lot of those resources are now coming out of city locations.
So if there's a teacher in the Northern Territory listening to this and they want a bit more George the Farmer in their life and in their classroom, what can they do?
Well, yeah, they've just got to head to our website, georgethefarmer.com.au, and all the resources are there for them to be able to download for free. And they can jump on there, download them, plug them straight into their classroom as well, which is really cool. And, you know, for mums and dads and carers as well, there's a whole heap of activity packs there that they can download and print as well. So the kids can learn, yeah, all about ag, exactly where their food and fibre comes from George the Farmer himself.
Binge the series on ABC iView. Yeah. You can't be stuck on Bluey, you know, like any diet, you've got to have a bit of variety.
Best thing is it's like guilt-free viewing. Yeah. You know, so parents, you know, you can't feel guilty. You can show our...
Because you're learning. Like,
right. Exactly, yeah. You know.
And you can hear our songs over and over and over again.
Yeah. I must admit, the Apple episode, I learned a few things. Yeah. It's not just for kids.
No,
I learned a few things in the Apple episode.
Yeah, we do get that feedback from adults as well through all of our resources and, you know, our books as well, that they'll be reading something and go, oh, you know, I didn't know that. And we shouldn't really know all of that unless we are reading and watching and learning about agriculture. We've got, well, my kids grow up on a sheep and cattle property, but they don't know anything about mangoes or Asian greens. So, you know, that's the benefit of George, is that he's really trying to educate about all types of types of food throughout sector.
I mean, the agriculture sector is just so huge. I mean, you know, we've gone from, you know, forestry to apples, you know, to wool to chickpeas. You know, now we're doing mangoes, Asian greens. I mean, having to come up with a song for Asian greens was an interesting exercise, but we got it done. But there's just so many other things, you know, aquaculture, horticulture. We're going to be telling stories forever, I think.
Yep. You mentioned it there. Every episode does have a song. Do you have a favourite one out of interest?
My favourite one sort of swaps. On this trip, I really love the Asian greens because I think, our natural tendency would have been to probably make it sound a bit oriental, I guess. You know, I was thinking maybe kung fu fighting or something, but you know what? Asian greens have such really rock names, like bitter melon, okra, and snake beans. So I thought, I'm going to make this a heavy metal track.
Yes.
So there's this huge drum solo at the start. We get right into it. George and Simone just dance around headbanging and getting right into it.
Yeah,
and
we're tapping away with the bitter melon.
Yeah, with a bitter melon.
Awesome.
Yeah, so I think, Asian greens is probably my favourite one at the moment, yeah.
How long do we have to wait to be able to see these episodes?
Well, they'll be released just in time for National Ag Day, which is November the 19th, and you'll be able to catch them on YouTube definitely by then, and hopefully going into next year on the ABC.
Fantastic. Now, I'm devastated that we don't have the rock and roll Asian greens song to share with our audience, but we do have Mango Bongo, so let's give that a spin. Simone and Ben from George the Farmer, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks so much, Matt.
Thanks, Matt.
Do the mango bango, we all go bongo for the mango bango. Tastes so sweet, so mango bango, we all go bongo for the mango bango. Tastes so sweet, so mango is a stone fruit, but it ain't that heavy. People like to eat them more than they can carry. Mangoes are found all around the world, from the top of to Mexico. Do the mango bango, we all go bongo for the mango bango.
You've been listening to an ABC podcast. Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.